Good morning, Ray of Hope. I'm Reverend Ryland Andre Harris, and I am so honored to lead you in this time of meditation and prayer. Our scripture can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Listen for the word of the Lord. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The word of the Lord is already blessed. I just want to focus your attention around the following sentiment. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Say that to yourself. Don't sweat the small stuff. What do you do when everything in your life is seemingly going so well? You have everything that you need, perhaps everything that you've never even asked for. Just stuff is just coming to you left and right, all good stuff. God has opened up the windows of heaven and surely has poured you out a blessing, so much so that you don't even have room enough to receive it. And you wake up every morning in the reality of what the Lord has so graciously blessed you with. You have good health. You have a couple of dollars in the bank. You're not worrying about anything. You're not stressed about anything. You're not anxious about anything. And then boom, all of a sudden, something happens, something quite unfortunate and unusual and unexpected. And all of a sudden you become so tense and so wound up and so frustrated about that one minor little thing that comes up in your life that you no longer have control over. And you start allowing that one little minor thing to become a macrocosm, a macro issue. It becomes larger than life itself, so much so that you text about it, so much so that you post on social media about it, so much so that you have to call and you have to email and you have to text your friends about it, so much so that when somebody asks you how you are, you can't even get out how you are without telling somebody about your situation and about that problem. But what Paul is admonishing us in the text is that in life, hardships are going to come. What Paul is admonishing us in the text is that trials and difficulties and worrisome issues and things beyond our imagination and control are indeed going to happen. If you were to rewind back right here, just in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. He goes on and on and on, talking about the things that are beyond our control. But he says, this thing, these afflictions, these light things, he calls them light afflictions, these little issues, they are but for a moment. And all they should do for us is they should allow us to see God in a greater and a bigger way, in a greater and a bigger and larger light. So that's what I want to share with you this morning, is that whatever's going on in your life, yeah, it happened. Yeah, it was inconvenient. Yeah, it brought you some unnecessary anxiety, things that, you know, if you wish you could have controlled it, you would have. But what Paul wants us to know this morning is that if we focus our attention on the things of God instead of focusing on the things that are absolutely minute in our lives. That is evangelism. That is the testimony. That's how we go out and transform and impact this world to become the kingdom of God. That's how we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of God, by going through things that would suggest that we don't even look like what we're going through. I don't have to bore you with the details. 4 weeks ago, my face was all beat up and scratched up and stitched up. One eye was swollen shut. I had pink and brown bruises all over my body, scabs and scratches. I could walk at a very slow pace because I was in so much pain. My side was hurting. My back was hurting. I had paid off my car and didn't have a car note. And then all of a sudden, boom, now I have a car note. I'm not complaining about it, because when God provides, God always makes provision for what God provides. But the one thing in the whole story that God gave me and made sure that I never lost sight of, God, let me remember that I still have my life and a reasonable portion of strength. So with that, it's a light affliction. It's going to hurt for a little while, but it's going to get on my nerves for a little while, but it's going to cost some money for a little while, but all of these things are the testimony that God is bigger than our problems, that God is bigger than the things that we face. God is bigger than the accidents that incur. God is bigger than all of that. So don't sweat the small stuff. Here we are, nearing the ninth month of the year. And if you were to recount all of the things that have happened in your life and occurred from January to September, how big has God been in your life? Despite what you may have faced, how big has God been in your life? So take that thought and take that reminder and take that memory to carry you through today, through the rest of this week, through the rest of this month, and Lord willing, for the rest of this year. Don't sweat the small stuff, because the God you serve ain't small. Let's pray. God, we thank you this morning for reminding us that you are great, and that you are bigger, and that you are stronger, that you are mightier, that you are wiser, and that you are indeed over all of our lives, and that we don't have to sweat the small stuff. We don't have to worry about the things that to us don't make any sense, because you know every single thing about us, even down to the very number of hairs that are on our head. So God, we lay our frustrations and our worries and our doubts and our fears and all of our cares, we cast them on the altar. We lay them right on the altar this morning, and we give them back to you, because you care for us. And not only do you care for us, but you care about us. And not only do you care about us, but you take care of us. Not just take care of us, but you take good care of us, God. So this morning, for my brother and my sister, God, I ask that you would soothe all doubts and calm all fears, that you would touch them from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, that they won't worry about what's happening on around them, but they will remember who lives down on the inside of them. For you said in your word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So God, we are thanking you this morning for a fresh start. God, we're thanking you this morning for the ability to, and for the ability to, for our light afflictions are but for a moment, and they're working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God, allow us to focus our attention on you. But if we're looking at the winds and the waves, we're going to surely miss you. We don't want to miss you in this season of our lives. So God, we're praying now that you would continue to lead, to guide, to sustain, to direct us, God, to cover us, to hold us in the palm of your hand, and to never, ever let us go. We thank you for this, the Ray of Hope Christian Church. We thank you for our beloved founder and senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. You have proven time and time again that you've taken care of her. So God, we're saying that what you've done for others, please do it for us too. So God, we're thanking you in advance for the many ways in which you are going to show yourself strong and mighty in our lives. Today, we make a declaration that we are no longer going to sweat the small stuff. Today, we're going to make a declaration that we serve a great big God. Today, we're going to make the declaration that all is well. Whatever, my lot, you have taught us to say, it is well with our souls. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you. We commit this day, this time, this hour to you, for to you it rightfully belongs. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray with thanksgiving and overwhelming joy. All of the blessed people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our weekly meditation and prayer call. You may do so again next Wednesday at 7:14 in the morning. We look forward to seeing you in worship this upcoming Sunday as we celebrate Death Day here at the Ray. It's a wonderful celebration, and we are so excited about what our Hands of Hope ministry has to present in worship this upcoming Sunday. You can meet us in person at 10 a.m. in the main sanctuary, or on Facebook Live, YouTube, or visit us on our website at www.rayofhope.org. Remember, friends, today is the great day and the right day to not sweat the small stuff. I'll see you. Have a good one.